We'll say we continue today in Simen Nun Aleph, Halacha Zayin. The Shulchan Aruch writes, Sarech lechabin b'pasek poseachas yodecha. A person has to have kavana when reciting the pasek in Ashrei poseachas yodecha umasbiya l'chol chay razon. That Hashem opens his hands and sustains all living things. V'im lo kivein, sarech lachzer l'omro pamacharas. And if you didn't have kavana, you have to go back and recite it again. The Rama writes, Haga va'omrim pasek v'anachin l'varech ka achar tehila l'david. So remember, even though at Ashrei, even though in Tehillim, excuse me, that phrase, Tilas Hashem Yedaber Pi, V'yireka Basar Shem Gosholi Olam Vod, V'anachnu Varech Ka, Me'atav Yad Olam Halalu Ka, so that we add on that particular pasuk again, Achar Tehillah L'David, after the capital of Ashrei, V'koflin Kolin Neshama Tahalel Ka, L'fishu So Pesukei D'Zimra, and we go ahead and we recite twice the phrase, Kol Neshama Tahalel Ka, Halalu Ka, at the end of Pesukei D'Zimra, to show that it's the end, V'chein pasuk, so too at the end of Az Yosha we do the same thing. Even though both of those psukim make reference to bowing, we do not bow when reciting those psukim. And the minhag is that we stand up when reciting Baruch Sh'amar, Vayivarech David, and Yishtabach. Writes the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Tes Vav Tzarech Lechavin. Person has to have specific kavana when they say Poseches Yodecho Masbiya L'chol Chay Ratzon. She'ikar Shema Shekavu Lomar Tehila L'David B'chol Yom B'Shvil Oso Pasuk. Shemaskir Moshivcho Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shemashkiach Abriyosu Mefarnason. Since the entire reason we recite Ashrei is for that phrase, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens his hands and sustains all living things, therefore one must have kavana when reciting that particular phrase. And if you don't, you have to repeat it again. Writes the Mishnah Berurah Tes Zayin. Ayn b'chay adam shehivi b'shem alavush shetzarach lomar mipasek poseach at sof ha-mizmor kiseder v'im lo niskra at shekvar amar mizmor amachirim v'ein lo shehos lachzor mikomokom yomer achar tfila mipasek poseach at sof ha-mizmor. So again, if you recite the phrase poseach es yodacha umas bia l'chol chay ratzon, that Hashem sustains all living creatures, and you say it without kavana, you must repeat that particular pasuk. You must repeat that pasuk, and you repeat that pasuk through the end of Ashrei. And this is true even if one only realized, or one didn't have time to recite it again during davening, but one is now reciting it again after davening, same thing, you would begin from Poseach Es Yodecha, ultimately through the end of Ashrei. Skip to Halacha to Sifka and Yudches Kishon Baruch Sh'amar. So remember, the Rama said that one should stand up when reciting Baruch Sh'amar Vayivarech David and Yishtabach. So Sifka and Yudches Mashma Beis Yosef the Bishabes Nachon Gam Kinomud Kisha Umrim HaPasuk Hashem Malach Hashem Malach Hashem Malach V'chein Kasa Magin Avram Shem Emek Habracha. So the Beis Yosef seems to indicate that on Shabbos, when one recites the phrase of Hashem Malach Hashem Malach, Hashem is the King, Hashem has reigned, that one should stand up as well. The Kasav Od B'Shem Ha'ari, Dichashat Zibor, Hayu Omrim Hashem Melech, Hayu Omeid Imoim Af Shuhu Lohigi Hashem. So the name of the Arizal, when the Tzibor would say Hashem Melech, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is King, the Ari would be knowing to stand up, even if he was not up to that exact place in davening. Let's take a look at Siv Ches in the Shulchan Aruch. Ein omrim hazmiros b'merutza kiyem benachos. One should not recite Psuki de Zimra quickly. Rather, one should recite it benachos, slowly and meticulously. Ches, excuse me, sifka and chaf b'merutza, shalo yedalek shum temim avalov la yavli aim. You shouldn't skip any letters, nor should you swallow your words. Ela, yotze mi piv kilamon emaos. Rather, one should allow the words to flow off his lips like he's counting money. V'chasev Rabbi Yehuda achosid, mi she'en lomalubash heitiv, yispala b'veso b'choref benachos. Interestingly enough, Rabbi Yehuda Chassid writes that a person who is not dressed appropriately for the weather. It's not talking about a person who's not wearing appropriate clothing, but let's say a person doesn't have sufficient clothing to keep him warm during the winter. And in the brackets, he writes over here, They were talking about a situation of a concern where a person is going to come to Shul because they're not properly dressed, they're not warm enough, they're not going to have the requisite kavanah during davening. So the Rabbi Yehuda Chassid actually writes that it's better to daven at home with kavanah than to go ahead and daven in Shul ultimately again without kavanah. Now, again, this particular halacha is certainly going to be subject to qualifications, meaning one should not apply this standard because in general, the idea, the ability to daven with the tzibur brings with it incredible merits. And therefore, even if one is going to lose a little bit on kavana, it would appear in the opinion of many that halacha lamaisa, one should still go ahead and daven in the shul. But of course, the model we aspire to is that a person should daven in shul with kavana. And again, the Mishnah Berurah says the same way that one takes care when counting money, that one doesn't rush through that. So too, when psuki de zimra, one shouldn't rush through that either. Halacha tes, mizmor l'soda, yeshla amra b'negino. When you come to mizmor l'soda, which again is the paragraph that makes reference ultimately again to the karban tov, the Thanksgiving offering, yesh omrim b'negino, one should go ahead and say it with a tune, Shekol Shiros Asidos Libato Chutzim Mizmor Lasoda, because all of the Shiros will be bottle, Mashiach comes except for Mizmor Lasoda. Hago. So the Ramah comments on this and he says, Ve'in Omri Mizmor Lasoda B'Shabbos V'Yomtiv. We do not go ahead and recite Mizmor Lasoda on Shabbos and Yomtiv, Obi May Pesach, or for that matter during Pesach, She'in Karban, She'in Toda Kreva Bahem Mishum Chometz, because again, we don't offer up the Karban Toda on the days of Pesach because of Chometz. Now, if you take a look at Sivkot and Chaf Aleph, why not Shabbos and Yom Tov? So the Mishnah Berurah writes, She'ein Toda Kreva Az. Because remember, we don't offer up a Karban Toda on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Because the idea is, Karban Toda is not an obligatory, it's an obligatory offering if you undergo certain events, but it does not have to be brought on the exact day. Therefore, again, we only offer up obligatory Karbanos on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Therefore, because there's no Toda, we also don't say Mizmor L'Soda. Yesh Mekom V'Shor Mizmor L'Soda B'Rosh Hashanah V'Yom Kippurim B'Shem D'Chsev Hari Yola Hashem Kala Aretz. So the Prima Gadim writes, this is true also on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. We also don't go ahead and recite Mizmor L'Soda. Mishum Chametz, Sahalacha Chav Beis, Ki Ima Toda Hayitzvicha Lahabi Asar Lachmi Chametz. Because with the Karban Toda, you would bring 10 leavened loaves. Therefore, Gam Be'ere Pesach Loha Yuchol Lahavi Toda, Shema Lo Yuchlu, Lo'achlo Adzman is Adzman Isir Chometz. Similarly, not only so, therefore, again, it goes without saying that you wouldn't go ahead and bring a Karban Toda on Pesach itself because of the Chametz loaves, but you wouldn't even bring a Karban Toda on Erev Pesach. And the reason for that is because since you have to stop eating by midday or by number of hours into the day, there's not enough time necessarily to go ahead and offer up the Karban Toda and consume all of the loaves. You may therefore come to go ahead and burn the remaining loaves because we do not want to be gorim to cause the destruction of kachem of sacrificial items. Therefore, Karban Toda was not offered on Erev Pesach, and therefore we do not recite Mizmor L'Soda on Erev Pesach. Mitam zeh gam kein lo be'erev Yom Kippurim, mipnei shemamaid zman achilas mavila de psul. Same thing on Erev Yom Kippur, since normally again you would have the entire day and night after you offered it to be able to eat the Toda. So on Erev Yom Kippur, where again you're decreasing the window in which you could consume the Karbanos, therefore they would not go ahead and offer it on your Erev Yom Kippur either. Because of that, you also don't recite Mizmor L'Soda. Umitam zeh gam kein anoig lomar b'chol Yom Parshas HaKarbanos HaShayachim LiYachid Lo Yomar Be'erev Yom Kippurim De'in Mevin Osem Be'erev Yom Kippurim Kmo Toda Zulas Parshas Ola Yachol Omro. So to the Mishnah Berurah quotes, interestingly enough, that some say that if one recites the Parshios of Karbanos that apply to individuals, that you should also not recite those Parshios on Erev Yom Kippur, since many of those Karbanos would not be offered on Yom Kippur because there is a smaller window than usual for Karbanic consumption. Therefore, normally these Karbanos would not be offered up on these days in order not to cause the unnecessary destruction of Karbanic meat or Karbanic loaves. The Omer Mizmor L'Soda Gam Be'erev Tisha B'Av Uba Tisha B'Av. Interestingly enough, we do say Mizmor L'Soda on Erev Tisha B'Av and on Tisha B'Av itself. Ein Lo Daleg B'Yom Tov HaPasuk Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos Te Gam Yom Tov Nikra Shabbos. So to the Mishnah Berurah says that on on Yom Tov. So the Psuk the Zimra of Yom Tov includes Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos. So one would be tempted to say, well, I only recite that phrase on Shabbos, but on Yom Tov I should skip it because it's not Shabbos. Therefore the Mishnah Berurah says that no, today we even go ahead and even on Yom Tov we recite Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos because Yom Tov is called a Shabbos as well. We'll say we will stop over here. In Yiratz Hashem tomorrow we pick up Simen Nun Beis on page pay. The halachos concerning one who comes late to shul and what the proper order and precedence for davening is. Wishing everyone a wonderful day. Looking forward to learning tomorrow.